Welcome to the All 7 Days podcast. Dan and Trevor here, taking your questions from the perspective of a couple of church members having conversations about spiritual matters, where the Bible gets to define truth and our minds and perspectives get to conform to that truth. Send your question or questions in at askitall7days.com, 864-660-9473. Join the All 7 Days Hangout on Facebook. Listen to all your favorite podcasting apps, and now on Amazon Music and Audible. There is no excuse, Trevor, not to listen to the podcast at this point. You can get mugs and t-shirts, all7days.com/shop, anchor.fm/all7days. Hey, Trevor. How you doing today?
Hey. Oh, man, I'm fantastic.
Experiencing some technical difficulties. Maybe you won't hear that when I actually remember to edit it out. I forgot to do that last episode. So just forgive the technical stuff that goes on. But anyway, so good day at school today.
It was no issues, kind of just smooth, just the way I like it,
smoothing it out. We had an interesting conversation about butter.
Yes, we did.
Before we started we did record it, but we didn't include it in the show. So you have a perspective on butter that I thought was interesting, in that you prefer the taste of food so much that you don't like to use butter on anything.
Correct. So as a kid, I would put butter on vegetables because I didn't like the taste of vegetables, or like potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat a lot of potatoes. If I do, it's a sweet potato. But now I eat so many vegetables throughout the day, or with every meal, that I don't put any butter because I like the taste of vegetables.
I got you. Yep. Any salt, pepper, anything like that on your vegetables?
I'll put a little bit of pepper.
But not butter. See, and I think myself, I think it's because you haven't found a really good butter.
See, yeah.
There's a commercial on where this dad walks up to his kid who's standing in the refrigerator door, and he's actually peeled back a stick of butter and is just eating the butter. I don't remember what this commercial's for, but I do remember him walking up and saying, "Are you eating butter?" Now, I've never done that, but I found a butter that's pretty good that I would definitely lick it off the knife before putting the knife away. It's really good butter, Trevor. We're gonna have to educate you on some good butter. Now, obviously you're a health fitness guy. Is butter kind of off limits? Is it one of those taboo things that you're not supposed to have if you're trying to drop body weight and drop body fat kind of deal?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I believe it's got that stigma with cholesterol, doesn't it? I don't know what it is. I don't add it to my diet. So it wasn't a nutritious or nutrition type thing. I just
didn't want it.
Just stopped using it altogether.
Okay. Well, I know a lot of the keto guys, you know, it's all high fat and they'll eat butter.
Butter, yeah.
Yeah. They put it in their coffee.
Yes, that's that bulletproof coffee.
The bullet coffee, yeah, with the heavy cream and butter and...
Yeah, but it's a certain kind of butter. It's like a free range.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's the good butter, man. I'm telling you. It's great. I think I could coat everything in it and the world would be a better place.
Butter.
It's the secret to world peace.
Yeah.
We just need to butter up the world. That's what it is. Anyway, I was about to go to an old, I don't know if it's a poem or what. The Biddy bought a bit of bitter butter.
Bitter butter.
It's an old one. Anyway. We do have a question to answer, and it's from Tanya. And this is her second or third question. Tanya sent in several questions. and we're getting to. And I'm going to go get some butter for my roll, and then we'll come back after this quick break. This is the All 7 Days podcast. Do you like my transitions, Trevor?
They are good. That was a good one.
Welcome back to the All 7 Days podcast. Tanya sends in a question about Hebrews 10. And the way she phrased it is like this. Tanya says, what is dangerous or the detriment of forsaking the assembly of God's people in Hebrews 10:25? And the way I would ask that question is, what's troublesome about not going to church? Okay, so let me just give a little context. I'm going to read Hebrews 10:19 through 25 so we can catch up to what the Hebrew writer Bob is talking about here. Hebrews 10:19 says, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we possessed, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So Bob, the Hebrew writer, is talking about what Jesus has done to allow us into his body, that is the church, right? Mm-hmm. And how he cleansed us with his sacrifice. And now we have this hope in our faith. And in that, he's given us the church, and then he says in verse 24, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up, this is verse 25, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, all the more as you see the day approaching. So, what is the dangerous piece, what is detrimental to not meeting together, and I'm just going to put it in our language. What's dangerous about not going to church?
Right. It's easy to slip away.
It is easy to slip away. And so let me just ask this question. Have you had any experience with that since COVID, right? So there was a period of time, and maybe in some places still a period of time, where churches didn't meet together, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. As many pastors as I've talked to have been very concerned about that. They assessed the situation around COVID, decided it was, with all the information they had, the best information they had, it was not wise for them to meet for a while. Res did the same thing. Crossroads did the same thing. Probably other churches where you live did the same thing. And then after a while, they decided, okay, now it's time to get back together and come to church. Did you notice a turnover, for lack of a better term, of who was coming to church at that point? Like, people Yes. who used to come a lot aren't coming anymore.
Right.
And...
So I could say when I was going to Crossroads, and mm-hmm. I remember when we stopped going as far as like with COVID yep. and then going back, I didn't expect a ton of people to be back right away. Mm-hmm. But after a certain amount of time, I did expect the regulars to come back. And it took a very long time to see a lot of the people pre-COVID that I was used to seeing at church.
Yep. Were there those who still haven't come back?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is easy to slip away if you're not connected, right? That's one of the detriments. What will be another?
Um From personal experience, I went, you know, a period of about 2.5, 3 years without going to church.
Mm-hmm.
I could honestly tell you that was just a very dark, lonely time in my life.
Yeah.
Even though I was surrounded by people that I cared about, that loved me, it's totally different than where I'm at now.
Yeah.
And I go to church every week, multiple times a week.
Yep.
And looking back, it was just very unhappy, sad, lonely. It feels like you're just lost in
yeah.
direction.
Yep. So, and I think these verses give us some clues as to why that is, right? Mm-hmm. It says, let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. So, but then he puts that in the context of meeting together on a regular basis at church, right? Mm-hmm. That's what Bob, the Hebrew writer, because we don't know who wrote Hebrews, I just call him Bob, is talking about. So one of the dangers and one of the detriments of not going to church is you're not spurred on.
Right.
Right? There's no one to spur you on towards godliness, towards love. You're not being loved by the church if you're not with the church, right? You're not being served, and you're not serving if you're not with the church. I mean, you could do things outside the church, right? But it's not the same.
Right.
You're not contributing to this most holy call that God has given us. You're not serving, you're not being served, you're not loving, you're not being loved, and you're not encouraging others, like Bob says here, but encourage one another all the more as you see the day approaching. So you're not giving encouragement, and you're not receiving encouragement. And therefore, I mean, what else could you expect but a very lonely, dark time, right?
Right.
And I know, you know, I don't know how many listeners that we have that maybe aren't in church. And they may not feel that way. They may not feel like that they're in a lonely, dark place, being disconnected as they are from any local church body. But it may just be a perspective of they've never experienced it before. Right. It's very easy in a lot of churches to, if you do attend, sneak in the back door, sit on the back row, and when the last amen is said, to sneak out the door before anybody notices you're there. And there's no connection. There's no protection in that. There's no growth in that. There's no encouragement in that. And you can walk away from that building thinking, well, there's not much to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And go on with your life, but not experience it because you haven't grasped what the church really is. All right. But I think there's more detriment that is to be considered, even beyond these verses. What would you think might be some other detriments or more other dangers that might show up from not going to church, not being
in. I think,
let me change that from going to church to be invested in church. Let me put it like that, because I think that's what he's really talking about here. You don't just go to church to check a box, right? You're
right.
There for this purpose, to spur one another on to love and good deeds and encourage each other, right? You're there not only to be ministered to, but you're there to minister to the other people that are there, right? So, with that in mind, what other detriments might there be for not going, other than what we've already talked about?
I don't see much spiritual growth happening.
Mm-hmm. Right. Why is that?
You need people to help you with that.
Yeah.
And going to church is almost kind of, and being around people, serving people, encouraging people, getting that encouragement, being served, being loved on, it kind of, you know, charges you up to go outside of the church to do those types of things. And
yeah.
when you're not around that positivity, you're less likely to do that.
Yep. Very true. Very true. Anything else you can think of?
You're I think it's a whole lot easier to sin.
Oh, yeah. So we're not going to grow, and we're going to be more susceptible to temptation. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You want to expound on that a little bit?
Well, I think we talked a couple episodes ago about having somebody there to kind of, we have somebody close to us that's able to call us out when we are sinning.
Yep.
Or we are going down that path. When you're not going to church, it's tough to have those relationships with people.
Very true. Very true.
And it's easy to slip away. It's what the enemy wants is not be there.
Yep. That's right. That's good. So we're not going to grow. We're going to be more susceptible to temptation. Anything else come to mind?
I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I'm pretty sure we're not going to be a very happy person.
Yeah. It could affect our mood. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to, those are all good, Trevor. I'm glad you pointed those out, but I'm going to let Bob continue to talk to us here by just reading the next few verses. How about that?
Perfect.
So Bob says, and let us consider, I'm starting back in verse 24, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And then he says, if we deliberately keep on sinning. Did Bob just tell us that it is a sin to not go to church?
Yeah.
I think he did. So he says, if we deliberately keep on sinning, so he's saying, don't give up meeting together at church as is the habit of some, but encourage one another. And if we keep on sinning by not going to church, I think that's inferred, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice is left for sin, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. This just got serious. This just got real serious. Did Bob just say, if you refuse to go to church, that, okay, you tell me what he said. What did those two verses say?
So,
Trevor.
So the way I read it is, you've been given this truth that Jesus died for us,
mm-hmm.
that we might be able to go to church, but yet you still refuse to go. That sacrifice is no longer good for your sins.
That's right.
And now,
so what's the consequences of that?
You raging fire and a fearful expectation of judgment that it's going to be a bad judgment against you because you are now an enemy of God.
How about that? Have you ever had anybody say, I don't have to go to church. I can worship by myself at home. I can be out in my boat, or I can be out in nature and worship God that way.
I've had a few people say they do their own thing on Sundays.
Yeah. Yeah. This is pretty straightforward here, isn't it?
Yeah.
That if you refuse to be a part of the body and meet together in a local church, you are not saved. You are an enemy of God, and there's fire coming.
Yeah.
Wow. That I don't know how else to interpret that. I don't know how else to read that. That's just what it says. He goes on to say in verse 28, anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more severely do you think someone deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified them, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace. For we know him who said, "It's mine to avenge, I will repay, and again the Lord will judge his people. It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." That's a pretty serious paragraph there that follows right after his encouragement, go to church.
Yeah.
Or else. That's basically, let's just summarize Hebrews 10, that little section. Go to church or else.
Yeah.
Because it costs Jesus a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
It's verse 29. It's like, how much more punishment do you need? I mean, come on. This was given for you, and yeah, you're going to be badly punished.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, people refuse judgment, right? A lot. Don't judge me. You don't know me. That kind of thing. Oh, well, God knows you, and he's going to judge you. It costs him a lot for his son to purchase this church. And that's what we read, verse 19 through 22, right? In 23. It cost him tremendously, suffering on the cross, to purchase his bride, which is the body, which is the church. Now meet together, encourage each other, spur one another on to love and good deeds, serve each other, love each other, encourage each other, because it's so important. And if you refuse it, there's no sacrifice left for you. All that Christ did is you're rejecting it.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, I'm just, Tanya asked a very serious question, and I don't know that, that she put all that together. I think she probably did. And that may be what she was expecting to hear. I don't know, but I will certainly find out, because I know Tanya, and she's one of the most joyous churchgoers that I know. She always has a beautiful smile on her face. She plays keys in our band at church, and very talented, but very passionate worshiper of Jesus. And it's a great question. Great question. Anything else you might want to point out there, Trevor?
No. Just reading that, it's very interesting for sure. It's almost eye opening. Like, hey, you know God sent Jesus to die for you, and you're still refusing to go to church.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some punishment coming.
Yeah. It's not pretty. It's not pretty. That's good. That's a really great question, a really great reminder for us in the seriousness. So our encouragement for you today is, on Sunday, get your butt to church.
Yes.
Cool. All right.
And it also says deliberately. So, I mean, if you miss a Sunday, it's okay. But if you're purposely missing every Sunday.
I mean, right. And especially in this day and age, right, and in our current situation with viruses and all that kind of stuff, if you're not feeling well, you should stay home. Take advantage of any streaming service that your church might offer. Check in with your pastor and those who you normally go to church with. Let them know where you are. I think would be great. Don't let them think that you just skipped so that they are checking on you. Encourage them by saying, hey, I'm not feeling well today. I'm not going to be at church, but I'm watching online and I'm praising God with you. Encourage them by letting them know what's going on, right? You can still encourage from that point. But as soon as you're able, as soon as you're ready to go back, it's time to go back, right? Don't be a skipper. Or a Gilligan.
Don't skip leg day, right?
That's right. Don't skip praise day. Go to church, people. Go to church. That's awesome. Good job. Good job. I guess that's it. We'll sign off. Thanks everyone for listening today. Remember, get your question and comments in askitall7days.com, 864-660-9473. Join the All 7 Days Hangout on Facebook. Listen to us now on Amazon Music and Audible. Support us, all7days.com/shop, or become a monthly supporter at anchor.fm/all7days. This is the All 7 Days podcast, where the goal is to make you think so highly of God that you forget about yourself. Now go give someone what you value most today.